Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, writing most recently, not of the near future, not even of the future to the 40s, but the future to the next century. I enjoy it extremely. I have always enjoyed reading science fiction as a young person, and have recently returned to rereading the same books, I, Robot, or The Left Hand of God, because I wanted to imagine how it was they thought about the future, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, not the dating, the projection. Gregory is also helping me understand to project into the balance of this century. And in a new essay, he identifies certain themes that I may have understood correctly. So here's the author himself. I can validate or miss or inform myself. Gregory, what I see from your essay is that we're going to move into a period where authoritarianism is accepted because it can deliver. It can be called democracy, but it will be delivering on the basis of strong leadership. At the same time, there will be a breakup or a devolution or a disorganization of large states such as India or China or Russia or even some of the African states into more manageable economic units or not. And that the conflict that we see now in places around the world will continue during this breakup. For example, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine right now would be an example from the early part of the 21st century about the disputes that will break into modern weapons, drones, missiles, tanks. Have I read you correctly? Thank you.
Well, yes and no, except as usual, you're such an optimist, John, as were the great science fiction writers of the 20th century, because largely they saw the future as being something which would extrapolate from our immediate life and immediate past, and that is technological growth. What we have to realize is that this technological growth, which has been underway now for a century and a half in real terms, is not going to continue. It's already breaking up, and that the history of humanity has been that technological growth, scientific growth, the growth of knowledge, comes in spurts, and it runs out of steam at predictable points in the ebb and flow of civilizations. We are already seeing a reduction in technological growth. So some of the things which are theoretically possible, if we extrapolate from the present, are probably not going to occur or not going to occur in the same way that we thought of them as occurring. We're going to see, because of the decline in population, which then creates a decline in market size, we're going to see that contribute to a decline in R&D and in technological innovation, and therefore in the whole pattern of trade. And that's why the great global, shall we say, quasi-legal framework, which we've been calling the rules-based world order, which is in reality, it's Pax Americana. It's about the U.S. imposing rules on the world over the last 75 or so years, and that's been very, very successful. It's been able to oversee a very efficient supply chain, so that globalized trade has become more efficient than ever before, and that spurred economic growth at a faster rate than ever in history. And Pax Americana was only the second time we saw a global rules-based world order. Before that, you had Pax Britannica, but all the other things like Pax Romana and even Pax Sinica, which is 2,000 years ago, these were only regional peace initiatives, if you like, or regional controls of the trading system. We keep thinking of our history as being defined by wars, but really it's defined by the who controls the peace subsequent to wars, which is why Pax Britannica was so critical. It showed this British expansion of global trade and the World War II and the United States taking over Pax Britannica and making Pax Americana really created a very, very efficient system. But with the decline in population, which occurred literally because of the growth in wealth and efficiency and of the post-World War II era, we saw people not having smaller families and therefore not replacing themselves in terms of numbers. So the global population is going to decline. We are already receding back into a non-dollar world, in a sense. We're starting to see that. So the trade lines, instead of becoming global, will become bilateral. We'll still see trade wherever possible, but it'll be barter and counter trade. It won't be as efficient, but either economically or logistically. So we will not see the kind of scientific future we could have envisaged. We will start to see a much more return to socially based units. That's why these artificially created colonial states in Africa and to the Middle East and elsewhere are unlikely to remain intact. You'll start to see the return to more ethnically, linguistically, religiously based societies. Yes, you'll see a lot of what we'd call modern nation states, where you get people from different ethnic and religious and cultural backgrounds and languages coming together. But that's not going to necessarily dominate. It may be the hallmark of the most successful states in the next era. But by and large, we're going to see this return to the way in which human societies organize their hierarchies. What we've seen in the past 20 years or so has been a world dominated by peer-to-peer communications, through social media and all other forms of electronic media. And that has basically tended to obscure the reality that human beings and all other moles and in fact all of nature is hierarchically based. You need someone to lead. Most people want to follow. And in times of peace and plenty, you don't need a leader. So you just plot along with managers providing your government services. But once you get down to a more visceral level of life, when the economic situation is a little more brutish, that's when there'll be the call for leadership and hierarchy. People will know that if they want to put food on the table, they're going to have to grow that food themselves or go and work in some way.
That's what you mean by authoritarianism, no matter how it's masked as democracy or social justice. It will be authoritarian, and it will be regional authoritarians or expansive authoritarians. We've had both over the last 2,000 years.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, look, democracy as a phenomenon is a very, very occasional thing, and democracy in its present form is now coming to an end as it fractures. You see, quote, democratically elected governments becoming authoritarian and dictating to their population and instead of being responsive to their populations. But we are seeing this as a breakdown into traditional forms of government. We'll go back to relying on leaders. And if we're lucky, we'll go back to a reliance on, if you like, constitutional monarchies, where you have a much more intangible but much more substantial relationship between all levels of society, so that you in fact work as a team, as a team without the same, if you like, short term dependency on.
Can we focus on the cities just a moment, Gregory? Because you've written about the cities and the countryside that sustains the cities in this future of authoritarianism and regionalism and smaller units? How will the cities survive, or will they be transformed into, we don't go there anymore, we don't need to go there? How do they survive?
Well, cities have come and gone over the past 10,000 years or so. They've peaked now because technology has made it possible. But yes, people will, as the population declines and as it becomes more important to find direct ways to get food on the table, people will go back into rural ways of life to a far greater degree. Cities obviously will continue to exist, but not to the same level that they are now. We saw that starting in the beginning of the 20th century with what Oswald Spengler called megalopolises, these massive cities. And for a while, they'll continue to grow next 20 years or so, but clearly they're becoming less pleasant and less viable. They're not the shining city on the hill offering economic reward and health care to all that they once were seen to be.
And the trade that exists will be localized. Is that what I understand? No longer supply chains that reach across the Pacific, but you'll find...
Well, yes and no. I think you'll still see long-range supply chains among trusted partners, just as you saw the trade in minerals, tin and right. bronze and the like, between Cyprus and the United Kingdom in the pre-Roman times. You see long supply chains, even in those days of primitive transportation. So we'll continue to see it, but it'll be less global than it was for the past, say, 30 or 40 years.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, giving me a glimpse of the balance of this century after the 2040s. I have ambitions, but not for 2080. This is CBS Eye on the World. We're going to turn to our favorite moment of the week, the King Charles Report. The king has been very busy. He's spending the month in Scotland and attending to his duties, also enjoying himself. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.